So over to another esteemed partner in our community, Central Hudson, who supports many nonprofit organizations and many initiatives. People don't realize that. Central Hudson sponsors a lot of these huge galas that occur for the chambers of commerce, for great organizations. In addition to providing gas and electric, they also contribute to the tax base and contribute to the nonprofit landscape. And again, I can't believe how long has it been? I feel like it was only a week since you were here last.
Time flies.
Is that how fast March is going by?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a treat here to be surprised with our friend from Central Hudson, who is going to give us the latest and greatest wood on where we stand with everything out there now as the season is changing.
Yeah, what is
happy
going on?
Happy spring now. Happy spring, Joe.
Yeah, and again, you know, transitioning into these warmer months, I think we're going to start seeing some relief on the bills.
Praise God.
You know, one of the things
please.
And one of the things that we really wanted to talk about, too, because I've been getting it a lot, even just walking my dogs up and down the street up in Poughkeepsie, is people are really concerned. They want to know what's going on with the tariffs, right? Like, what's
going on? Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
What is the deal?
Please help us out.
A lot of back and forth with it, but here's what we know. And it's a little complicated because it's two sides of the bill. But the good news is, we'll lead with the good news, is impacts on this, even if they do go through, regardless of who's putting them on us, can be pretty minimal. On the natural gas side, any tariffs that go into effect, Central Hudson only has one contract with a natural gas provider from Canada, and it ends at the end of March. So now that we're moving into those months, number one, that we're not really using a lot to heat your homes, any impacts from that would be really, really minimal if they are implemented. They have not been yet. Electric side gets a little bit wonkier because every utility in New York State purchases our electricity from the same apolitical state agency called the New York Independent System Operator. They're up in Albany. They oversee the electric grid for all of New York State, and they run the open market that we purchase our electricity for on behalf of our customers. They would be the ones theoretically responsible for implementing any kind of tax on, or any kind of tariff tax on electricity.
Well, does it all come from Canada?
No, only a really small percentage of our electricity in New York comes from Canada. So the impacts on that would be pretty minimal. That's the good news. Now, okay. I mean, the landscape on this is shifting day to day. But we are committed to communicating with our customers as soon as we know if there are going to be any impacts on that bill.
So I heard President Trump talking probably like 3 weeks ago about a pipeline going through the East Coast area. What is that about?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why we see natural gas prices increase, or if supply prices for natural gas higher in New York State and in New England, frankly, the Northeast in general, is because of infrastructure constraints. There isn't a pipeline capacity to move the amount of natural gas needed in the demand that is.
Okay, so they are thinking about doing that then.
They would be. Now, again, they have to get through a lot of state policy and things like that to make it happen. And historically, New York State has not been a big fan.
Well, God forbid that the people that live here will pay less. God forbid we do something good for all of us.
Yeah, and we would feel, you would, now the numbers that they're giving in terms of how much it would lower natural gas prices in New York State, they're throwing some big numbers out there that I'm a little doubtful of, but there's no doubt if there was more pipeline infrastructure,
you would see less.
You'd see some relief.
It's supply and demand. Okay. I mean, listen, let's just put it this way. Central Hudson gets a bad rap. O&R gets a bad rap. All these utility companies get a bad rap.
What we've learned, though, over time, is that it's not just Central Hudson. It's the whole tri-state area.
Right. It's the state of New York.
Electric, that we're all getting just banged out here.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know, in addition to what I always bring up, which is the 2019 legislation, which you can read online, the Climate Leadership, CLC, whatever it stands for, you can read all about what the state legislature did in 2019 and why we're paying so much in our delivery charges. You can read all about that. But Look back to when they shut down Indian Point. Look back when they pulled the permits for Dan Scammer. Look back when they refused to allow any more energy plants to be built in New York State, which then makes us rely on other sources from outside the state of New York. And what does it do? It creates higher prices for everyone here. And that's the problem. New York State already is the most expensive place to live, I would argue, right here to begin with. And now you put these electric bills, people are going nuts. I mean, you read these social media posts, people that have previously had $300 a month are paying $700 a month now.
Everybody.
It is just insane, and it's unsustainable.
But the good news, since we're moving into the warmer weather, we're going to see things decrease, right?
You sure?
Yeah, we should see some relief, definitely on the natural gas side. Now, you'll be using less of it, but the prices will go down there. Now, what happens with the electric prices, historically, because it's all market driven, so it's not always the same thing. But during these months, we call them the transition months or the shoulder months. We see those supply prices come down because we're all using less. Now, once we hit the warmer months, once those central air kick on and stuff like that, electric demand goes up, and you'll see the electric prices generally tick up.
Let me ask you this, since you're in this whole business. Honestly, how do you fix it where you can bring those prices down? Is there something that can be done?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we're looking at right now, right? And in terms of just offering headroom, again, we want to work with our legislators to make sure that they're passing common sense legislation.
They're not, by the way.
So, yeah, we want to look at CLCPA and say, hey, you know, you guys built circuit breakers into this thing for reliability, which we haven't hit yet because reliability is still really good. But there's an affordability circuit breaker there. And what does that mean?
Why are they not tripping that breaker within that legislation? You got to ask the bigger question here. Look at the state legislature. It's a complete disaster for what their record is. Okay, I'm not saying every state lawmaker is a problem, but many of them in the majority are the problem why we have what we're seeing right now. And it's unsustainable, Joe. I bring this up every time, and I tell myself, you know what, I'm just gonna sit here.
No, I know. And you say this every time. We all know.
There are senior citizens right now in my town, okay, that reach out to me as an elected official that have to make a choice between paying their electric and gas bill and putting food in their refrigerator.
Yeah.
Is that the position that we want to be in here?
That's bad.
Yeah, absolutely not. And to that point, when folks are getting, there's two things. Number one, especially when we came out of those really cold winter months, we've talked about it before.
Oh, those are bad. That was bad this year.
You know, I took advantage, and my experience this year is the screaming example of why folks need to sign up for the budget billing plan. Because what we do is we take an average of your usage over the course of a year. And then you pay the same amount for 11 months. We take a quick peek in at 6 months, and if we need to adjust it up or down, we will. And on that 12th month, we reconcile your bill. So my bill, I'm an electric and natural gas customer. I live on the south side of Poughkeepsie. My monthly payment was $430 a month. Now, my total charges, when we were looking at December, January, those really, really cold months, my total charges were north of $650, close to $700 each one of those months.
Wow.
I only paid $430 because I had built up a bank in my budget billing plan. And then in my reconciliation month, which was just last month, I paid $300.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do that. I'm just curious. These are questions I have. So let's say I don't know if you can, but let's say Indian Point got cranked back up.
Yep.
Would that help lower the prices or not? Or would it matter?
We can't turn Indian Point back on because they've already started to gut it
decommission it. It's too late.
Yeah, but I mean, there were definite impacts. And I think what you look at, and again, like each...
How big of an impact?
I mean, 2,000 megawatts of electricity is a lot.
A major impact. They closed down that plant with no plan. That was the state of New York. All closed down the plant, had no plan in place. I said this back then.
All right, I get it.
Watch what's going to happen.
So it can't be flipped back on.
No, but they're looking at a couple options. Now, again, like when we talk about options for how to repurpose that site, we're talking decades. But they're looking at what they call small modular nuclear reactors, which would be like much smaller than what we saw at Indian Point, new technology that they could put in place, which would, that site specifically is great because you already have the poles and wire
going
infrastructure
in.
To move that electricity.
I get it. That's good. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Joe. Yeah. Well, thank you for swinging in today.
Let me just say this again.
Oh, no. Come on. I'm way late.
To put things in perspective, my budget billing used to be $250 a month.
Here we go. I'm so late.
All right. I'm paying over $700 a month right now.
I know people paying $1,000. Joe, what the hell?
It's not, again, it's not you, Joe. But the point is, the state of New York.
It's not even Central Hudson.
Created this disaster.
All the electric.
They created this disaster. And it is a fact that that legislation from 2019 is why we are in this disaster we're in right now, which is unsustainable. They are failing to enact any sort of stopgap on that legislation. And the bottom line is why are they're just allowing this to become a complacent situation and putting someone like you in a really awkward position, especially right now, because it's not you. It's not your fault. And it's not Central Hudson's fault. It is the state of New York and the state of this entire Hudson Valley region. All of the power utility companies are under the same requirements, and the same thing is happening.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It should be. You know what? I like what you said earlier, though, about that little smaller plant. That's a great idea.
Yep.
I think you need to really push hard on that. That's a good anything to fix the problem, because I mean, we can all bitch and moan and scream about how it sucks. I want to see somebody fix it.
Yeah,
because I can't continually every single month you come in and we all just bitch. We got to do something. Yeah. We can't just stand by the sideline and watch it go up, up.
It is.
I know.
And this goes back to 2012. Look up Google.
We got to find solutions.
Look at Kevin Cahill, former assemblyman, back in 2012, what he said about Indian Point and how, oh, no problem. It's not going to have any effect on anything. Okay, well, guess what? He's no longer in office anymore, and there's a reason why. And here we are paying these bills that are through the roof.
Yeah. Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming in.
Of course, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, man. You too.
Thanks, Joe.
I love when Joe comes in. We just throw anything. You don't care.
Listen, you know what, Joe? Whatever. Joe is great.
36 right now. One more question, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, be honest with me.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's say I say, oh, man, I'm going to put solar panels on my house. Is that really going to lower my bill?
It can.
You
got to make sure you're getting the right system in place. You got to make sure you have enough sunlight to make it happen. And if you have somebody coming to your house and saying, I'm going to put solar panels on your roof that you're not going to pay for, and you're never going to pay a Central Hudson bill again, they're selling you a bill of goods.
Okay.
And also, you know
what? That's what I thought.
At the end of the day, people, there's no accountability. Keep reelecting the same people to the state legislature.
Oh, here he goes. Bill's getting mad again.
That have caused this problem.
I get it.
Keep doing that, and nothing's going to get better in this state. And I said this. People say, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. Trust
me. You see the letters.
I know what I'm talking about.
You see the letters Bill gets here.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do.
Oh, he gets screaming.
I know what I'm talking
text
about.
Text board, they're going to yell at him on the text board in a second.
In fact, I will tell you this, Joe. One of the videos that I put up on my social media a couple weeks ago that got more views than any other video is you.
Really?
Talking at our town board meeting.
Well, people, because you know what it is? I mean, this affects everybody.
It does.
And it affects how you live.
Your utility bill.
It affects. It's like, you know, you got to decide, like he said.
Decide.
Put something on the table to eat or pay your bill. I mean, that's crap, man.
One of the most important roles of government is to ensure that energy is affordable for people.
Yeah, well, let's
that is
hope
a
it
fact.
Does.
And New York State is not doing that. New York State has failed. And that's why you can go down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and pay $60 a month for your electric.
Damn, wouldn't that be
How
nice?
About that? It's a fact.
How about that?
But Beal has no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't know.
Have a good day today.
Whatever. Thanks. Oh, Joe, thanks.
Joe, next time you come in, Joe, we'll have donuts.
We know that we're your favorite stop in the morning.
Hey, I look forward to it.
Well, you enjoy the next station over there. Here we go. It's Tuesday.